100% with God, whether in the secular professional world or in the ministry, are only about 10%. It's just like a marathon race. When you start, everybody's, you know, they're jogging, they go, you know, training inside thousands of people. And then when the gun goes, everyone go. Look in the middle, 50% of them go. Look three quarters way, it's all a few. Why is it that everybody starts at the same time, but towards the end you have find one lone ranger going? Then sometimes 10 minutes later, if the guy is very good, the first guy, or 15 minutes later, you got another guy. In life is the same way. If you got number one, you are in the 50% who are in the middle. Not bad, congratulations. But you need number two, vision. 2A, details. You need the details. You need to know yourself, your capacity. You need to know your enemy's capacity. Details. Detailed plans. From the Holy Spirit, of course. Proverbs 21. Proverbs chapter 21. Second point, 2B. Proverbs 21. And this time we're looking at verse 5. You found it? Proverbs 21, verse 5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty surely to poverty. Do you notice what it says? It tells us there that you must have patience. Patience. You know, when you run a marathon race, it's not like running a 100-meter dash, or even a 200-meter dash, or even a 400-meter dash. You run a marathon, you got to pace yourself, right? And I'm not really a sports guy, a runner. So back home in our church in Malaysia, Asia, we have what we call a sports carnival. And we hire a stadium. And we have all kinds of sports. We have 100-meter dash, 400 meters, 800 meters. And all the sports, short part and all everything. Just the fun. We got lots of people, so we have sports. We had a good sports day out. And so everyone says, Pastor, you must take part. It's not my cup of tea. I'd rather play chess. And so I say, okay, where's less people? So they say 800 meter. That's two rounds around the stadium. So okay, since I agree to take part. And so 1 month before I start training in a field outside my house, every morning, you see. And we rented a house on the right and a house on the left. So one associate pastors live on my right and left. And so one of them, he used to come in the morning and also run with me, give me moral support. And so we had at that time one small, skinny little German lad who was in Asia, who was part of the church. And so then we had the first batch took off. So there I was, you know, going to run this race. And I didn't know really how to pace myself. So the first round when we ran, I was first. It was nice to feel first. First 400 meters, I was leading. But by 500 meters and 600 meters, somewhere there, I could feel. You know the feeling when your entire body is fatigued and you run out of oxygen, no matter how much you breathe. And I knew I just cannot make it. The muscles were so painful, and I end up walking the rest of the 200 meter. But this other small little German lad, skinny little fellow, half my size, he was pacing himself all the way. And he ran a steady race all the way, 800 meters, and he won. Guess who got last? Me. So, I got first in the first round, but I got last in the second round. Because I didn't know how to pace myself. Because it's different running a long place. And we have we also have prayer sessions in our church where we pray all night. And it lasts for 6 hours. Most of it was praying in tongues and praying in the spirit. We dim the lights and everyone just go for it like the Korean. They go, you just hear noises till the end of it. And for the Koreans, you got to ring a bell for them to say ding, 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 then they stop. And so a lot of people at that time were new to this kind of prayer. Pray 6 hours. Say, what do you do when you pray 6 hours? And so one of the things we train the people is pace yourself when you pray 6 hours. It's not like praying, 1 hour. So some people who are new to that kind of prayer, and they pray in the spirit and pray in tongues, they go very loud. By 4 a.m. they go, by 6 a.m. they go, and we all know that was not a new kind of tongues. They just didn't have the energy to go through. Patience, 2B, is important to any plan. Why patience? Because things never work out the way you plan. Look at all the things that came to Joseph. I have a dream. It sounds like Martin Luther King Jr. I have a dream. Yeah, the next thing that happened was he was sold as a slave. Stripped naked except for his underwear. Tied to a long string of slave traders. Marched along the desert road. Can you please say that again? I have a dream. No, you need to be patient. And he was taken all the way. But guess what? Inside, the dream was still strong. Things didn't work out. And he can't see. You know, there are some times that you can't see beyond the mountain. There are some times you cannot see beyond the valley. Sometimes you cannot see through the tunnel. All you can see or feel is just the hand of the Lord in front of you. And sometimes you need to have a mission, but you just need to concentrate on the leaves for the time being. Get the leaves right, and the tree will come out all right. Just get through this one day. Get through this path. If you get through this, then you get to another path. Because life does change. Things doesn't work the way they are. You need patience. Then as things were going well with him, he was overseer, he was well known, everyone was under him, he was in Potiphar's house. Distraction. Distraction. You got to face distraction. And as the distraction come, in the end, he was falsely accused, thrown into jail. You know how his graph looks, the life of Joseph. When he was born, he goes, his father loved him. He was the favorite son, coat of many colors. And he go to this level. The graph is going up, the XY graph going up. Then his brother saw him. Shoom. He made his way up again. In chapter 39, his graph was going up nicely, nicely. Then he was falsely accused. And this time, he fell lower than before. You thought a slave was bad, but you haven't been to prison yet. So here comes a false accusation, and you go, I tell you, that was lower than low. Anybody been in life that way, lower than low, when you know you're so much at the bottom, there cannot be any more bottoms? You thought the previous one was low. This is lower and low. Falsely accused in prison, not only a slave, now a prisoner. But he made his way up again. You know, he was scraping at the bottom of the barrel. Literally. And he slowly made his way up, up, up. And this time, he went on up all the way. That's why we need to have patience. We need to have patience. Patience is an important virtue to any plans coming. You got to measure life by years, not by weeks. If things fail within a week, you give up. How long is your stamina? By faith and patience, possess the promises, possess the land. There is a balance also to that. In chapter 23, there's an interesting little phrase that says in verse 4, do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding, cease. In other words, do not overextend. Again, the same thing, you're running a marathon race. The life is like running a marathon. Life is not like running a 100-meter dash. It is like running a marathon. And sometimes, you got to pace yourself. You don't push yourself too far. You must know where your limits are, back out again, in order to make it through. If you make it through point two, you're past the 30%, and you're left 80%, you got this 20% of people left going forward. But then you need point three, decision. So what kind of decisions? Action. You need to do something. Under point one, there's nothing you can do. It's God. Point two is a planning process. But point three is pure hard work. And if you're not one of those who roll up your sleeves, you can never reach the end. And point three, it's the grind of the day-to-day life. But every day you got to make it true and work. Let's look at Joshua chapter 1. The book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. Now notice here, you make your way. Right at the top in point 1, God does it for you. But right at number 3, you have to do something about it. You have to do something about it. Because God will work. But have you noticed? Unless a man or woman